Mr. President, we thank the High Commissioner for the oral update. While we welcome that an OHCHR field presence is being allowed back to Caracas, we note this is only a partial reopening. We call on the Venezuelan authorities to allow the office to fully return to the country with access to the whole territory and detention centers, with the same mandate and enjoying the same conditions as it did before this expulsion in February. Ever since the presidential elections, whose results have still not been independently and impartially verified, the Venezuelan authorities engaged in a wave of repression marked by arbitrary detentions and enforced disappearances waged against members of the political opposition, journalists, and human rights defenders. Those arrests, including of children, led to persons being held in detention centers in appalling conditions. Many were convicted without the possibility of legal defense or recourse and without any due process guarantees. These human rights violations must be thoroughly investigated and accountability must be sought. We also call on Venezuela to abide by its Vienna Convention obligations and allow sending states and third-party diplomatic and consular authorities to visit and pay consular support to their detained nationals. Mr. High Commissioner, how can we continue to ensure cooperation with the ICC and the FFM? Thank you.